from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Our guest today for the Daily Ticker is a man who has been in the news all weekend long for interesting reasons. Deion Sanders no longer taking questions from him, and we played his back and forth with Deion at their opening press conference a couple of weeks ago. Sean Keeler, columnist for the Denver Post, at Sean Keeler on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Sean, good morning. Morning to you. What has it been like the last 72 hours kind of being in the eye of the storm? You're a quite talked about person right now.
I'll tell you what, I've heard from relatives I haven't heard from in years. And by years, I mean decades, where they're like, one, you're still doing this? Like, there's still newspapers and you're still trying to do this? And how are you holding up? I mean, it's been a little bonkers, but I signed up for it. And when you do, when you poke the bear, sometimes the bear and the cubs bite back.
Yeah, they do. I still get that reaction to family, too. Like, AM radio, huh? That's still a thing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We're still here. We're still here.
I want to ask, how off guard were you caught by all of this? Like, just, hey, Sean, no longer going to be talking to Prime anymore.
Not very. The news that came out Friday that then blew up and became one of the college football stories of the weekend, I didn't think there'd be an ESPN.com story with my name on it after a headline. That was new. That had been in the works for about 10 days, and they let us know privately, about 8 days earlier, give or take. Seven. But it was in the works, and it was a matter of having them put something down in writing. As for their reasons – and they did, and I don't agree with those. And I think a lot of people who have looked at their reasoning agree with me that it's pretty subjective, to put it mildly.
Well, I think to that point, Sean, my question, I guess, to them that I would ask you is like, how are you supposed to like cover this program? Because I think a lot of the things that you're bringing up are things that I agree. I don't take him very seriously as a head coach. Like, he's unwilling to recruit. He's unwilling to do in-home visits. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance, but I don't really trust. Like, I don't think he's there for the long haul, and I don't think he's doing things the right way to actually build a program, and it's a lot of kind of attention-seeking. If they get off to a bad start, are you not allowed to ask critical questions? Are you not allowed to ask, hey, what's wrong with your offensive line? Like, where's the limit on being critical, or where's the line, I guess, on being critical or not being critical? It's kind of a weird position for a reporter to be in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and as a columnist, you're paid to give your opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's the part that I sort of struggle with all this. Like, your feelings are hurt, and I get that, and you take them as personal affronts. I get that, but you're also a head coach who walked in on day one in his program and sat 50, 60 kids who were here from, granted, not a very good football team, but a lot of them were also very, very young, and said, because I wrote it down, you were soft, mediocre, and the disappointment to your family and to the fans that went here. That's on tape. Like, we all can tape that. I just taped it again. Because you're making me tape it again when you do stuff like this. Yeah. It's tough because, look, any subject we deal with, anything in life, we're not perfect. We're all hypocrites. We can't help it. It's called being human. But when your brand is moral absolutism and everything that you do is right, when you slash out against the media, not just me, you guys saw that press conference from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you are giving friendly fire just because you can, what does that say about you on that stage? And it says you're not ready for this. You didn't realize the depth of what you signed up for. And he's finding out. And I think some of that frustration is coming to a core. And look, I didn't want them to lose. I don't dislike Deion Sanders. None of this is personal. To answer his question, I wouldn't come if I disliked him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my job. Why? Why are you like this? I'm a columnist, and it's my job, and you're the highest paid public employee in the state. You are going to be accountable to critics. Well, but your criticisms are personal. Yours haven't been to anyone? what are we doing here? So that would have been a better response on site, but my boss has said, no, not there. Pull the ripcord. And by the way, I'd be happy to discuss these very points in private. We have offered. CU has not returned our offers to do that. Colorado and Deion's team have not returned our messages to do that, and their only response is what you saw on Friday. Yeah.
I ran an event this weekend up here, and I bought early last year when he was the talk of college. I bought a prime Colorado sweatshirt. I'm not a Colorado fan. I just thought it was funny, and like it was bothering people.
I believe now.
I started eating almonds, you know? So like I did it, and now I wear it because it's comfortable, and I was surprised how many Colorado fans stopped me and were like, my daughter goes here, my son goes here, oh, I'm an alum, sure. Go Buffs. And almost every one of them to a person was just laughing like, oh yeah, it's not going to end well, but everybody's talking about it. It's like they're just happy they're being talked about and they don't really think that there's really anything to this. How are the people at the university, you think, feeling behind the scenes going into just year two with not only this, but the recruiting woes and being in last place in the Pac-12 last year and changing the staff completely and changing an entire offensive line? How is that university, do you think, behind the scenes feeling about all of this?
I think behind closed doors, they said what a lot of CU fans said to your face. I think that's a very smart take. And by the way, I've met the head of the Buff Club in Portland, and this is a super smart guy, super nice guy, Wisconsin guy. I'm from Iowa. It's a long story. No, super good guy. So they do get it. Like, it's just like, oh, we exist again. This is, you know, but the trick is that they also know is, to your point of your sweatshirt, what do you see on there? It's Prime 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Ralphie anymore. It's Dion. Like, he's the new face slash whatever. And that was going to be true anywhere he went, whether it was Rutgers or South Florida, you know, what have you. They weren't bad, by the way. They almost hired Deion Sanders. I think they went to a bowl last year. Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think behind closed doors, the results starting Thursday night against North Dakota State are going to have to show out for somebody who has talked the talk for 18 months and has to start putting it up. It's been all about this season. From day one, people told me privately, look, we're going to have to do a lot of, and this is true at a lot of places, we got to clean out, we got to clear out, we got to re-identify what we do. Now, it's not done to the degree that that was done, and to the almost, you know, I don't want to say schizophrenic, but just jarring ins and outs. But everybody runs out guys and brings their own guys. Not everybody changes half their staff and brings their staff in after right. 1 year. I think they want to see some steak, or the sizzle is going to burn. I think that tends to be the feeling behind closed doors. But they are making so much money. They want to ride this magic carpet out ride as long as they can, because it's been a marketing bonanza. It's been huge.
Yeah, I don't blame them at all for that. Last one for you, Sean. I know you got to go, and we appreciate the time here in Portland. I don't take it very seriously. I remember walking around on the sidelines at Autzen last year, and Terrell Owens was running drills with the wide receivers, and I'm like, he's not even a coach. Like, how is this a real program? Like, what is happening
sure
right
is.
Now? Like, you tell me he's gone in 6 months because his kid's gone and Travis Hunter's gone. I'm not shocked. Who knows? But how do you think it all ends?
I think that's the most likely scenario, but he's trying to publicly plant seeds. He said it again Saturday. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm liking this college thing. Well, he likes it here because he's got a contract that says he can talk to whoever he wants, whenever he wants, and do whatever he wants. It's right. Amazing. I want Deion Sanders' lawyers. Can I get that? Can I find that?
If you can high step into an end zone, you eventually get to that point. Yes.
Yeah, I do. I can't high step out of bed. So it gets to be one of those things. But it's a remarkable deal. I think your odds are still pretty good about this era coming to an end December and January. We know the running joke is they'll make a bowl game and 40 guys won't play in it. the opt-outs will be whatever the world record are. But they do have that kind of talent. We make a joke of it, but there are dudes. This is one of the greatest kind of transfer portal teams ever in theory. And I guess we're going to find out if the coaching matches that. And I have my doubts, but you know, I'm happy if they prove me wrong, and I will give them credit if they do.
Yeah.
Full credit to them if they do. This is an 8-9 win team. Deion, you rewrote the rules of college football. You have changed this forever. I promise you, and I promise readers in Denver, I will write that. But I got to see it, and we'll see starting Thursday if we get it.
Can't wait for Thursday night. Sean Keeler, columnist of the Denver Post, at Sean Keeler on Twitter, the man who found himself in the eye of the storm this weekend. I'm sure you got hit up. We were one of those long-distance cousins. Hey, Sean, can you come on the show? Thanks for responding. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care up there, guys. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.